We understand that COVID recovery and reentering into the economy is a really big part of how we get Ontarians back on their feet, especially in this riding. High gas prices are going to be tackled by our party by mandating the Ontario Energy Board regulate the retail and the wholesale markup, so there can't be gouging at the pump. It will really ensure that gas prices stay consistent and fair across all of Ontario. And that's really important, too, because gas prices affect our farmers and our ability to have a good local supply of healthy foods in our local supply chain and supporting our farmers as well in our agriculture economy. So it's not just the urban areas that this affects, it also affects our rural farmers as well. And for housing, we have several different initiatives to assist people in safe and secure housing. We really do believe that housing is a human right. Everybody deserves a safe, affordable, nice place to live and raise their families and be a part of their community. And how we're going to tackle that is through different rent issues. So if you're renting, we're going to be looking at putting back the rent cap so that landlords can't be just raising the rent increases indiscriminately. We're going to stop rent evictions, and we're going to also crack down on foreign speculators and developers that are, you know, holding or buying land to just hold and keep vacant. In addition to that, we're going to ensure that we put shovels in the ground right away. We know that in this area, we need thousands and thousands of new units, literally thousands of new units, all across the riding. That's in Brock, that's in Halliburton, and in Coorsa Lakes. And the only way to really ensure that we have new units is to put shovels in the ground. And that can be really well accomplished by working with the municipality to create municipal-funded spaces, municipally-run spaces, but also building new units, whether it's apartments or townhouses or helping to build new detached homes as well. But we must increase the supply. We have to cool the market in the resales and encourage landlords to hold on to their rentals so that people aren't suddenly evicted with no other rentals available to move into. In terms of helping people with home ownership, that will be really helped as well by increasing the amount of supply and cooling the market. And we're introducing the Homes in Ontario program. So this would be an opportunity for people to have the province take a stake, a 10% down payment into their home to help them with their down payment. Because a lot of people have the ability to pay their monthly costs, but saving up for a down payment can be really challenging, especially as the markets get further and further out of reach. We've never seen a generation like this where our children behind us are coming through and actually considering whether they will ever be able to own a home at the prices that they're at. But in terms of other affordability factors, we must look at how do people reduce their costs on the day-to-day? How do we ensure affordability in everyday living? And a big part of that is ensuring our healthcare costs come down. So we would have a universal dental care plan, universal mental health, universal pharmacare, all of the things that kind of take a lot of out-of-pocket money for most people that don't have benefits or have, you know, small cap benefits. We are also looking at things like ensuring that $10 a day daycare happens. Childcare is essential to this recovery. We have to have people be able to go to work, be able to afford to go to work. Currently, Doug Ford has pushed the $10 a day daycare back to 2025. So that's a ridiculous position to be in when you're a family that wants to work, wants to have their children in a safe, caring environment. And we know that we can do this with $10 a day daycare. We also have to look at raising the minimum wage. So we are going to raise the minimum wage immediately to $16, and then every year thereafter bring it up to the $20 minimum wage and then index for inflation. We know that $15 minimum wage is not enough to live on. Student wages are generally a little less than minimum wage. We're bringing everything up to the same level, same thing for servers as well, because minimum wage means minimum. At the very minimum, we need a main baseline. And then supporting people on ODSP and OW, an immediate 20% increase, because it's not enough. I mean, they received a 1.5% increase 4 years ago after 17 years of no raises. Even at 20%, it's a start, but it's not enough to truly give people what they need to live a dignified life, especially in our area. We know our costs are high, but it's where we can start with to provide some immediate relief and affordability. In addition to this, we have to look at paid sick days and care leave and lots of other basic support that will help people in the day-to-day so that they can afford to be able to work and live and have some work-life balance and enjoy the time that they have.